What do you want to be when you grow up? Yan ang tanong na binitawan sa isang kindergarten class ng pamangking ko, according sa ate ko years ago. Isa-isang sumagot yung mga classmate ng pamangking ko. One of them would say, I would like to be a teacher para makatulong sa mga batang hindi kayang magbayad ng eskwelahan, ng pag-aaral. One of them would say, gusto ko ho maging doktor para marami po akong mapagaling na may sakit. Iba naman, sinabi, gusto ko maging abogado or lawyer para matulungan ko yung mga tao na kung saan hindi nakatikim ng hustisya. And one person said, I want to be a president para matulungan ko itong bansa na itong umusad at maging matagumpay. Siyempre, na yung part na tinawag na yung pamangking ko. And he said, simply he stood and said, when I grow up, I want to be a waiter. He sat, pag-uwi, kinuwento niya sa aking kapatid, and out of curiosity, nagtanong yung ate ko sa kanya. Marahal ang pagiging waiter. Ang Tito Alvin mo, nag-waiter sa Jollibee. Pero ang tanong ko, bakit gusto mo maging waiter? Just to give you a background, ang pamangking ko pong ito ay mahilig kumain. At dahil sa mahilig siya kumain, very evident sa kanyang physical na katayuan na mahilig siya kumain. At ang dahilan lang niya kasi is kapag naging waiter ako, lahat ng pagkain sa restaurant makakain ko. Well, true enough, pamangkik ko ay naging chef for a season sa isang hotel. Until, hindi na yun yung kanyang ina-aspire, nag-pursue siya ng ibang career. Lahat tayo ay nag-a-aspire ng human greatness. Lahat tayo nag-a-aspire maging successful. Sad truth, lahat ng human authority, human power, human popularity will not last. That's the sad truth. It is fleeting and fading away, and ultimately it is disappointing. One time, maganda ang katayuan mo. All of a sudden, parang overnight, bumagsak. Opposite ka ng kinalalagyan mo. Anong klaseng human greatness ang ina-aspire mo ngayong oras na to? Financial power? Success sa industriya na kung saan kinalalagyan mo? Maybe popularity sa campus? Is it hoping that you would get praises and honor and glory from others? Similarly, David in our passage ngayong hapon na ito seeks glory and honor. He seeks honor and glory not for himself, but for Yahweh, for God. At yung pong titignan natin ngayong hapon na ito. Ang ating pag-aaralan ngayong hapon na ito, if you would turn your Bibles with me sa Psalm 8. Hindi ito tulad ng mga napag-aralan nating Psalm ng mga nakaraan na linggo or buwan. Yung mga napag-aralan nating Psalm ay Psalm of Lament or Penitential Psalms. Samantalang ang Psalm 8, may pagkakaiba po itong Psalm na to sa mga napag-aralan natin. Because this is a Psalm of Praise. It is a Psalm of Creation. So medyo ito yung mga psalm na gusto mong tugtugin na for they would call praise and worship. Na kung saan David gives admiration sa ating glorious God who created everything, a God who also gave humanity his high place sa created order. So because of that, David gives praises to the Lord. This psalm is quoted several times in the New Testament by Apostle Paul and by Jesus himself. Kung papansinin po ninyo yung superscription sa Bible, superscription ay yun po yung note or title na nakalagay before ng verse 1. Nagbigay si David ng instruction sa choir master or yung worship leader kung paano ito tugtugin. Sabi dyan, tutugtugin dapat itong awitin na ito sa Gittith. Now, hindi natin alam kung ano talaga ibig sabihin ng Gittith, which could mean either a type of string instrument na ginagamit para tugtugin yung kanta na ito, or it could be a musical direction that has a joyous celebratory tone or character. For whatever reason, yung Gittith na yon, it is a tone of celebration. Ang goal ko po ngayong hapon na ito, that this psalm, as we study it, we would see the beauty and majesty and glory of our Creator God and humble ourselves before Him and give Him praises for who He is and what He has done and what He will be doing. Because God's name is supreme and eternal. Man's name is feeble and temporal. God's name is supreme and eternal. Man's name is feeble and temporal. We look at three ways God's glory or majesty is displayed sa psalm na ito. Number one, God's glory in His name. Verses 1 to 2 and verse 9. Number two, God's glory in creation, verses 3 to 8. And number 3, God's glory in Christ Jesus, which is 5 to 8. Number 1, God's glorious name. Dalawang beses, kung mapapansin nyo sa verse na ito, verse 1 and 2, dalawang beses nabanggit yung noun na Lord. Pero may pagkakaiba po yung dalawang Lord na ito kasi yung unang Lord ay lahat ay nakakaps. Or nakakapitalize lahat ang letters. Yung mga translators ng Bible ay sinadya po yan. Dahil sa original netong language, it is written as Yahweh. Yahweh. Kaya pag nakita nyo sa Bible nyo, all caps po yan, that's intentional to mean yung pangalan ng Panginoon na Yahweh. Samantala yung isang Lord naman is God's sovereign name. Sovereign ruler over all. So do you see now the emphasis as He calls out to Yahweh, the Sovereign Lord. Yahweh is a name na madalas gamitin ng mga Israel because this is God's covenant name na binigay sa kanila. Now, kung babalikan natin ng Exodus chapter 3, si Moses ay hinayaan, binigyan ng instruction ng Panginoon na pumunta ng Egypt. Now, bakit siya kailangan pumunta ng Egypt? To set God's people free from the slavery of Pharaoh. And nung nagtanong si Moses sa Panginoon, anong pangalan ang ibibigay ko para pag tinanong ako ng mga tao mo, sino ang Diyos nagpadala sa akin, kasi maraming Diyos-Diyosan doon. Ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya is sa Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Ito ang sagot ng Panginoon. I am who I am. Let me read that again. I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent you. That is a very interesting name. I am. I am means in the Hebrew, Yahweh. Or some would translate it as Jehovah. Because in the original script, tinanggal nila yung vowels, kaya hindi mo alam kung paano talaga i-pronounce. Okay? So, from here, Yahweh or Jehovah, ang ibig sabihin po ng pangalan na yan is self-existence. Or God's self-existence. Or the self-existing one. Self-existing one. Makikita po ito sa Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. When God said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Which means, I am eternal. I have no beginning and I have no end. Yun ang pangalan ng Panginoon. Mga kaibigan, tayo po lahat ay naririto dahil ang Diyos mismo ang nagpatuloy magbibigay at patuloy magbibigay sa atin ng buhay. Ang reason, buhay ho tayo ngayon kasi binibigyan tayo ng buhay ng Panginoon. We exist because of God and are dependent on everything that He provides to us. We are dependent sa hangin na binibigay ng Panginoon para tayo makahinga. We are dependent on the food and water for strength and nourishment sa ating katawan. And you can add more to that list. We are very dependent kay Yahweh. Years ago, I've seen a movie na ang pamagat ay Wrath of the Titans. Ito ay sequel movie ng Clash of the Titans. It's a typical Greek mythology type of movie, kung mahilig po kayo ron. Naalala ko na may isang scene sa movie na ito na kung saan nag-meeting lahat ng mga gods ng Greeks, no? Si Zeus, si Aphrodite, lahat ng mga gods. Marami yun, hindi ko alam kung ilan. At sa discussion na yun, nagkakaroon ng argumento. Nag-argumento ang mga gods na ito kasi may problema sila. Ang problema ng mga gods na ito, hindi na nagpe-pray at nagwo-worship yung mga tao sa kanila. And I was wondering, bakit kaya concern nila yon? And here's the concern. It turns out, if the people are not praying and worshiping to them, they will cease to exist. Mamamatay na lang sila. And the story goes na kung saan ang ginawa ng mga gods na ito is minanipulate at tinakot nila yung mga tao para i-worship sila. Para sila makasurvive. Friends, the God of the Bible is the opposite. It's the opposite. Yahweh or Yahweh's existence is not dependent on anything or in anyone. Hindi po totoo ang kwento ng dahilan kung bakit tayo nilikha ng Panginoon kasi nalulungkot siya. Kailangan niya ng kasama para maging masaya. Hindi po. The Lord is totally complete. He is content and happy with Himself. He is triune. He is self-sufficient and self-existent. Yan po si Yahweh. Yan po ang Diyos ng Biblia. Friends, if God is self-sufficient and self-existent, we must understand that God is not dependent on us or anything that we can offer Him for Him to exist as a God. In short, wala tayong kayang ibigay sa Panginoon na kailangan niya para siya maging Diyos. Even before nilikha na niya tayo, Diyos na siya. Pero tayo, imposible na hindi natin kailanganin ang Diyos. Friends, if God is dependent on us, then He is not worthy of our praise. Alam ni David na si Yahweh ay kakaiba compared sa mga Diyos na nakapaligid sa mga iba-ibang lahi na sinasamba nila. Their gods are made of wood and stone and served by human hands, pinaglilingkuran. Itong mga Diyos-Diyosa na ito ay hindi kayang magligtas. In fact, pag nasunugan sila ng bahay, sila pa ang magliligtas ng Diyos-Diyosa na ito, nang hindi masunog. In his book, The Doctrine of God, American Christian philosopher and theologian John Frame writes, "The Lord mocks worship in which the God is dependent on the worshiper, in which the worshiper meets the God's needs." Paul could not agree more. Sabi sa Acts chapter 17 verses 24 to 25, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he serving by human hands, as though God needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything." Hindi tayo kailangan ng Diyos para siya mabuhay. Hindi tayo kailangan ng Diyos para siya maging masaya at kumpleto. Yan ay mga bagay na kailangan natin sa Diyos. Mga kaibigan, anong klaseng Diyos ang pinaniniwalaan at sinasamba mo ngayon? Have you created a God in accordance to your own liking? A God that is fashioned by your own imagination. A God that is fashioned by your own preference or traditions. Hindi naman ganyan si Lord. Kasi ang alam ko, si Lord ay ganito. Yung ganito na ba yan, biblical ba yan? O ayon yan sa kagustuhan mong Diyos? Or maybe you chose to believe a God, you chose to worship a God, you choose to love a God who will approve the way you are living. Pipiliin ko yung Diyos na ito para hindi ako pakialaman sa gagawin ko. Mahirap yung Diyos ng Bible, so gagawa na lang ako ng Diyos na ito. Or naniniwala rin naman ako sa Diyos ng Bible, pero wala naman sinabing mali sa ginagawa ko. Yun ang paniniwala ko sa Diyos na to. Acts chapter 17, verse 29. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being or God is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of men. Wag ho natin isipin na ang Diyos po natin ay gawa sa pilak, sa bato o kahoy, or gawa ng ating imahinasyon. In short, mga kaibigan, hindi tayo pwede mag-imbento ng Diyos. Pwede mong gawin yan, pero yung Diyos na yan ay Diyos ba ng Biblia? Is the God you worship the God of the Bible? The God that you believe, is He exactly the God of the Bible? You can say, I believe in God, but the question is, sino siya? Sino ang nasusunod sa Diyos mo? Ikaw ba o siya? Not only is He a God who is self-existing, self-sufficient, He's also personal and majestic. Hindi lamang ito na porque say, oh, ang Diyos, di ko kayo kailangan, malamig. Hindi ho, hindi malamig ang Diyos. He is very personal. He is majestic, but He is loving and cared for us. Tingnan niyo verse 1. How majestic is your name in all the earth. This suggests that God's splendor and magnificence, walang katumbas ang kanyang kagandahan at kapangyarihan sa buong mundo. Look at verse 1 again. You have set your glory above the heavens. Ano ibig sabihin nun? David shares to us an imagery na ang glory ng Panginoon ay nilagpasan ang kagandahan ng kalangitan. In short, kung sisimplihan natin to, lagpas langit ang kanyang kaluwalhatian. Lagpas langit ang kanyang kagandahan. Lagpas langit ang kanyang kapangyarihan. Ganun ho katindi. John Calvin, a theologian, writes, God's glory reaches not only to the heavens, but ascends far above them. The earth is too small to contain the wonderful manifestations of the character and preselections of God. Totoo po yun eh. Ang mundo na ito, hindi kaya in-contain yung Diyos natin. Yung Diyos ng Biblia. Ang kalangitan, hindi kaya i-contain ang Diyos. Kapatid, bakit natin kinocontain siya sa ating paniniwala? Bakit natin siya kinocontain sa mga litrato na sinasabit natin sa pader? Bakit natin siya kinocontain sa mga statwa na gawa sa bato o plastic? God is self-existent, personal. He is majestic. His majesty is worldwide. Kaya tingnan niyo yung verse 9 ulit. Kung mapapansin niyo, yung verse 1 at saka yung verse 9 ay parehas. Which means, inuulit niya ito. Which means, ito yung point ng passage na ito that God deserves all glory and honor ng lahat ng kanyang nilikha. Verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Kung ganito po ka-glorious ang ating Panginoon, dapat lamang na siya ay sambahin. Not only does God's glory displayed in His name, but also God's glory is displayed in creation. Yung glory, yung kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon ay nakikita rin sa kanyang mga nilikha o kalikasan. Tingnan mo yung number 2. God's glory in creation. Verses 3 hanggang 8. God's glory is demonstrated through the heavens. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 3. Sabi ko sa verse 3, when I look at your heavens, when you say heavens, hindi po ito yung heavens sa kung saan nandun yung angels, ang Panginoon. When you say heavens sa Bible, it depends on the context. There are meaning na pag sinabing heaven, ito yung skies. Or yung mismong either morning sky or evening sky. So in this context, this is an evening sky. So sabi ni David, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, ito rin ko kaya sinabi kong gabi, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. So, kapag maluwag ang oras ni David, lalabas siya sa kanyang veranda at titignan po niya ang kalangitan. At pagmumuni-munihan, pagbubulay-bulayan ang nilikha ng Panginoon. Since nung bata ho ako, mahilig na, medyo may konting interest na ako pagdating sa planets and galaxies. So pag may lumalabas na palabas sa National Geographic, hanggang ngayon, minsan napapansin ko, madalas po ako nanonood. Lalo na pag may mga progression na kung nasaan na tayo, may mga bagong planeta, na meron daw na tuklasan na bagong Earth, na kamukha ng Earth natin, pero 20,000 years ang tanda, hindi pong ganun. I find that very fascinating. So I am amazed sa laki at lawak ng ating galaxy. Ang pangalan ng ating galaxy ay Milky Way. I was curious kung gaano kalaki ang Earth. Gaano ba kalaki ang planetang Earth? So, I was trying to figure out kung paano ko mauunawaan at mapapaliwanag na kung saan kaya ho natin i-grasp. Now, yung Earth po natin, okay, para makuha natin yung laki, is punta ho muna tayo sa buwan or sa moon. Ang moon po sa diameter is 3,474 kilometers. Okay? Which is 27% ng ating planeta. Na ang diameter ng ating planeta ay 12,715.43. Okay, Pastor, medyo numbers na yan. Nakikita ko yung mga mathematicians, accountant, gumaganon. Nagkaganon, nagko-compute na, ang laki. Pero sa ating mga madla, hindi ko alam ibig sabihin. Ganito ang gawin natin para mas madaling maunawaan. Kunin mo ang buwan, alam naman natin mas malaki ang Earth kesa sa buwan. Lumalabas na 1/4 lang ang buwan sa Earth. Gaano karaming moon ang malalagay mo sa isang Earth? Tingnan natin kung gaano kalaki. And science says, as they compute this, we can fit 50 moons in one Earth. Wow, 50 moons in one Earth. Now, we have a big planet. But sa ating solar system, we have 8 planets. At ang pinakamalaking planet na meron tayo sa ating solar system is the gas giant na Jupiter. Right? Jupiter is the biggest planet sa ating solar system. It's a gas giant. Puro bagyo ho ron. Walang makakasurvive doon. Now, let's take our Earth and let's ask the question, ilang Earth ang malalagay ko sa Jupiter? They did the math. Alam nyo ko ilang Earth ang kasya sa isang Jupiter? 1,300 Earths. Wow! Ang laki ni Jupiter! Of course, kung titignan mo ating solar system, the biggest sphere na makikita natin ay hindi Jupiter, which is yung star natin. At ang pangalan ng ating star ay Sun. Now, the question goes, ilang Jupiters ang kasya sa Sun o sa araw? They did the math. We can fit, wala nyo? 1,000 Jupiters sa ating sun. Ang laki. By this time, happy na dapat ako eh. Pero hindi. Ang araw or sun natin is not the biggest sa buong galaxies. Sa dami ng galaxies, merong pinakamalaking sun. O yung star na ito, sun din siya. Kung ang sun natin is parang yellow, ito red. Red yung sun na ito. Ang tawag sa sun na ito, okay, is UY Scuti. Parang hindi nakakasindak. Ano kasi Scuti? No? Ay, Scuti, maliit lang yan. Now, kung kukunin natin ang araw natin at ilalagay natin kay UY Scuti, ilang araw ang malalagay natin kay UY Scuti? And the math tells us it's 3.5 69 billion sons. Ang laki. And this is only what we have discovered so far because of the technology that we have. Science tells us sa 200 billion galaxies, 200 billion and counting, marahil may mas malaki pa kay UY Scuti. Friends, this is amazing. Oh, I can read your minds. Mamaya uuwi kayo and you will go to YouTube at hahanapin niyo yung sinasabi ko. Because I know some of you are planet geeks pareho ko. Okay? Look at verse 3. And see how David describes the vastness of the heavens as he gazes at it on an evening sky. Sabi sa verse 3, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, moon and stars which you have set in place, friends, finger, the finger of God, yun ang description ni David sa galaxies. Of course, we all know that God doesn't have literal physical fingers. We know that. But metaphorically, he's speaking as if God has hung stars in its precise, perfect position. Which means, kung malaki na si UY Scuti sa inyo, just imagine how huge and massive and powerful and glorious God is. This is but his finger, yung buong galaxies. At 200 billion plus, plus, plus. And the Bible speaks of that all the time. Job chapter 9, verse 8. You can write this down. God alone stretched out the heavens. See? Those are imageries from the Bible. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And by the breath of His mouth, all of their hosts. Alam mo yung sinasabi ng Bible ito? This is a star-breathing God. Amazing. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6. You are the Lord. You alone. You have made heaven and the heavens of heavens. Whoa. With all their hosts and the earth and all that is on. Friends, as vast and as innumerable, di mabilang. As vast and innumerable the galaxies of stars are in the cosmos. Listen to this. This will blow your mind. They are still limited. They are still limited sa isang infinite God. Astronomers said that no one knows exactly how many galaxies of stars are there because it is constantly changing. Probably it's because, like I said, yung technology na meron tayo, we just do not have. The best that we have is the Hubble telescope. Hindi yun lang nare-reach ni Hubble. But can I surprise you by saying God knows exactly kung ilan ang stars and galaxies? Nasa Bible ba yun? Yes. Psalm 147. Psalm 147 verse 4 to 5. Let me read them to you. He determined the number of the stars. He didn't just know the number. He put the numbers of the stars on each galaxy. He gives to all of them their names. Oh my goodness. When I was young, nagkaroon kami ng aso at nung nanganak yung aso namin, meron kaming siyam na tuta ni hindi ko na matandaan kung ano mga pangalan nila. But billions upon trillions of stars, he called each by name. Friends, this is beyond you and me. This is God. Verse 5, great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Hindi mo kaya sukatin ang karunungan ng Diyos. Friends, if sailors from the past had used stars to direct them to the right destination, then these same stars should also direct us to our great Creator. This is an invitation for worship, ano? We will never fathom, o mauunawaan, o maaarok, kung gaano kalawak ang galaxies. Ganon din ang Diyos, lalo na. David was awe-stricken and amazed by God's creation. And he cannot help but to humble himself and worship. Look at verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you care for him? Makita niyo sinasabi niya rito? Sino kami? Sa ganda na ito. Yan ay limited pa lang ang kaalaman ni David. Exactly. Ang dami na natin nalalaman patol sa galaxy. I think we can relate to this humility ni David. Who is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you care for? Sa dinami-daming planeta and galaxies, kagandahan ng universe, you have set your focus sa amin. Now it feels that our size, our planet's size, our size is insignificant. That we feel na parang, pwede rin mang gumawa ang Diyos ng mga nilalang na sasambahin siya perfectly, pero wow, yun yung nararamdaman ni David ngayon. He was humbled. And when he was humbled, he worshipped. Friends, have you come to know this God? Is this the God that you worship? The problem sa mundo natin ngayon, because of the advancement of CGIs and high-tech special effects in the cinematic universe, okay, we are quick to be underwhelmed and unamazed. Pansin niyo ba yan? Dan and I were watching last week yung MIB, Men in Black, Part 1. Tapos the following week, Part 2. Excited ako i-share sa kanya. Pero nung pinanood na namin, sabi ko, ay, ang pangit ng effects. Halatang puppet, halatang goma na gumagano lang yung alien. Why? Because CGIs and special effects has advanced so much in this generation. Great for entertainment, hindi ba? Pero the side effect of that, we are always underwhelmed sa mga bagay na bago. We are unamazed. Nothing amazes us anymore. Modern people, to be amazed by God, they will try to create a God that is something that is extraordinary. A God that might resolve to a false God, and then, ang mangyayari po dyan, they will invent a God according sa kanilang kagustuhan. Ayoko yung God mo, gusto ko yung God na ganito. That will amaze me. I have this conversation. O kung totoo ang Diyos mo, but hindi mo ka maglakad sa tubig? Stupid. That's what it is. In his book, A Call to Spiritual Reformation, the renowned New Testament scholar D.A. Carson said, "We need to know God better. We think rather little of what He is like, what He expects of us, what He seeks in us. We are not captured by His holiness and His love." In short, we're not amazed anymore. His thoughts and words capture too little of our imagination, too little of our discourse, too few of our priorities. J.I. Packer expressed the same way sa libro niyang Knowing God. Ito ang sinabi ni J.I. Packer. "The Christian's instincts of trust and worship are stimulated very powerfully by the knowledge of the greatness of God." In short, para ma-stimulate ang ating worship sa Panginoon, kailangan natin makilala yung kalakihan at kagandahan ng Diyos. "But this knowledge which Christians today largely lack, and that is one reason why our faith is so feeble and our worship so flabby." In short, worthless. "We are modern people, and modern people, though they cherish great thoughts about themselves, have as a rule, small thoughts about God." Laki ng tingin sa sarili, pero gamane ang tingin nila sa Panginoon. Friends, do you meditate on the great works of God? If not, what are you meditating about God? The problem is, when we come to the Lord in prayer, ang unang papasok sa isip natin is prayer requests. Thank you sa food. Thank you, nagising ako. I mean, that's fine. Pero wala pang 5-2% yung prayer na yon ng pasasalamat, lahat yan ay sa atin na. Kasi we have big thoughts about ourselves and small thoughts about God. In our service kanina, John Maynes made a prayer of praise. A prayer that is devoted only in adoring the beauty and glory of God. I think we should practice that personally. When was the last time nag-pray ka, walang laman ng iyong labi kung hindi papurit, pasasalamat? When yung naranasan mo na nananalangin ka na puro papuri sa Panginoon kahit nasa kalagitnaan ka ng kabigatan. Kasi madaling mag-pray po sa Panginoon kapag maganda eh. Maganda lahat. Maayos yung pamilya, may nakakain kami, nababayaran yung utang, malapit na matapos yung inuhulugan sa Pilipinas. Okay yun eh. Lord, praise you. Ah, syempre. Maganda buhay eh. Pero how about yung situation mo ngayon? Can we pray prayers of God? About God and yung kanyang kabutihan? Regardless sa sagutin niya ang prayers natin o hindi? Meron ba tayong Diyos-Diyosan na inaaruga na nakakahadlang sa intimacy mo sa Panginoon? Kasi intimacy mo sa Panginoon naaapektuhan niya kapag meron tayong inaaruga na kasalanan. Nakakaapekto po yan. God's glory is demonstrated through the created cosmos or heavens. God's glory is demonstrated through the creation of man, especially His dominion. Tingnan yung verse 5 to 8. Nakikita rin ang glory ng Panginoon sa mga tao. Yet you have made Him a little lower than the heavenly beings, crowned Him with glory and honor. You have given Him dominion over the works of your hands, and you have put all things under His feet. All sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. These verses tells us that God has vested us with great honor at saka dignity. Okay? In the created order. Kung titignan nyo rin yung verse 5, dun po nakatutok yun. Tignan nyo yung verse 5. Basahin natin ulit. Man is made lower in the heavenly beings. So ano ibig sabihin po nun? Some translations sa Bible, tinatranslate yung heavenly beings, they would call it angels. Oh, the heavenly beings there are angels. Bagamat, meron naman ibang translation na ang tinatawag ng heavenly beings as God or gods. What I hold on to as I look at this passage is this. Yung translation na ito is that they were made lower than God. Hindi angels. At least yun ang aking pag-aaral. Bakit? Kasi naniniwala po ako na si David, nung sinulat po niya ito, was meditating on Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 hanggang 28. Let me read to you Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him male and female. He created them. We are created in God's image. That's why made lower than God. Image of God. Ang tawag sa Latin yan, Imago Dei. The Imago Dei. Imago Dei. Unique po itong mga, tayo po unique among sa creation na nilikha ng Panginoon. Alam mo bakit po? Kasi kung ang mga anghel ay spirit beings, wala silang physical na katawan. Samantalang ang animals naman may physical na katawan pero walang spirit. Ang tao, both ay meron. We are unique. Very unique creation ng Panginoon. We are unique among God's creation. At meron din tayong unique na calling. Unique responsibility na kailangan gawin according sa Panginoon. Tayo po ay nilikha ng Panginoon ayon sa kanyang wangis upang i-reflect natin ang kanyang character, rule, and reign towards all creation so that God would be honored through us. We are like the image of God o kawangis natin ng Panginoon, but we're not God. We are like the image of God, so that we would show the watching world yung character ng Panginoon, yung glory ng Panginoon, yung creativity ng Panginoon, yung beauty ng Panginoon. So what? so that God would get the glory through us. Friends, have you faithfully reflected the image of God? Are you faithfully reflecting the image of God? Mga Christian lang naman ang image ng Panginoon, di ba? Hindi. Regardless of Christian o hindi Christian, all human beings are imago Dei, the image of God. Have you lived out your calling? Have we been ushering Him glory sa ating buhay? Ang problem natin bilang mga representatives ng Panginoon, gaya ng una nating magulang na si Eva at Adan, nagrebelde ho tayo sa Diyos. We have distorted, defaced the image of God and have misrepresented His rule. Our hearts are darkened and we have shifted our gaze. Instead of gazing on the beauty and majesty of God, we gazed on something else, something dark, something destructive, something sinful. Instead of representing God's character, rule and reign and giving Him glory, we want to represent our own character, our own rule, so that we would gain all the glory. Friends, this is but the heart of man. So, papaano na ang glory ng Panginoon mag-radiate sa tao kung deface ang tao sa image ng Panginoon? Diba? Sa akala ko ba, God's glory is seen in man? Paano mangyayari yun? We go to number 3 and last. Because God's glory is seen in Christ Jesus. Ang divine image natin ay defaced nang dahil sa kasalanan. God has manifested His glory in His name, in His creation, and preeminently through His Son, Jesus Christ. Makikita po yan sa Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Hebrews 1, 3 to 4. Let me read it to you. Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purifications for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent. Jesus did perfectly where Abraham, where Moses, where David, where you and I failed to accomplish. He came to restore humanity and creation to its dignified self. Yun ang gagawin ng Panginoon Jesus Kristo. Since we have rebelled, we are under God's judgment. Jesus is the exact representation of God's nature. He perfectly images God's rule, God's reign, and ushering God's glory. He perfectly did that and is doing that. This perfect, spotless, sinless being was judged by God the Father in our place. Instead of tayo ang parusahan because of our rebellion, Jesus laid Himself on the cross, bore your sins and my sins sa Kanyang sarili. And because He bore our sins, God the Father judged Him brutally. He judged Him brutally to death in our place. But on the third day, muli siya nabuhay. Muli siya nabuhay, and that is good news for you and for me. Because nung nabuhay si Kristo, bayad ang kasalanan, katanggap-tanggap ang sakripisyo ng kanyang buhay sa Diyos kasi binuhay siya. And walang kalaban-laban si Satan because Christ had won over them. Sa stage natin sa redemptive history, masasabi po natin na yung Psalm 8 was fulfilled ni Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fulfilled Psalm 8. Okay? Sabi sa Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, "Do not think that I have come to establish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." Friends, Jesus invites you to repent from your sins and trust Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross for salvation. Ano ibig sabihin nito? If you heard this gospel and you are being the God of your life, and all you wanted in life is success, glory, and praises, repent. Magsisihu kayo sa ganong klaseng kasalanan. Pagsisihan niyo to. Talikuran po ninyo. Repentance means change of mind. Turning away from the sins that you once loved and trusting Christ who will satisfy and save you. Have you done that already? So I urge you, repent and put your faith in Christ. To conclude yung time natin ngayon, let me give three quick applications and then we're done. Number one, know God more. Know God more. Mas kilalanin natin ang Diyos. The more we know about God, the more we will worship Him. We should passionately desire a deeper knowledge of God. Sabi nga sa 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Friends, I encourage you, we have a church na tinatawag na who loves to disciple people, who will disciple people. If you're here today and you're not being discipled by someone, I encourage you, please write on that visitor's page, I want to meet someone and read a Bible together. Or help me teach kung paano aralin ang Bible. Or help me to read a book together. Please do that. We believe we're called to make disciples of all nations. Try to know God. If you think you want further studies, if you think you're in a season na kaya mo mag-aral ng mas mataas na studies, then meron tayong Golf Training Center. We have GTC. If you are interested to further studies, please let me know. I can interview you and endorse you sa ating sa classes na yon. Know God more, but more especially, please usher your family in knowing God more. Ikaw lang, hindi lang ikaw, kundi pamilya mo. Pag naiwan mo pamilya mo, atras ka, balikan mo. Because you want a family who is worshiping God more. Number two, meditate on God's greatness through the Word and creation. Meditate on God's greatness. Hindi yung imbentong, magaling ang Diyos. Not meditation on His greatness na walang basihan. Meditation on His greatness through creation and through His Word. Okay? The more we focus on God's greatness, the more we will be humbled. The more we focus on God's greatness, the more we will feel that we're small. The more we prioritize God, the more we will less prioritize ourselves. We listen to God's Word or obey God's Word as opposed to hardening our hearts. Number three and last, respond to God in praise. Once you're humbled, once you understand yung beauty ng Panginoon, then you should live a life of worship. Ano gagawin mo sa nalaman mo kung hindi mo ipapamuhay, hindi ba? That's what it called, live a life of worshiping God. Balikan natin yung verse 2. Namangha si David dahil ultimo ang mga bata at mga sanggol ginagamit ng Panginoon upang bigyan siya ng kaluwalhatian at kapapurian. Let me read verse 2 ng Psalm 8. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. Na yung word na strength po dito means praise. Means praise. Although ang mga sanggol are not able to articulate o magsalita patungkol sa mga excellencies ng Panginoon, okay, ginagamit pa rin siya ng Panginoon. Okay? But ginagamit siya in a point na it loudly communicates yung beauty and glory ng Panginoon. Okay? It loudly speaks of God's majesty. In Matthew chapter 21, we know this to be as praise or worship because kinote ito ni Jesus Christ. Pagkatapos si Jesus Christ miraculously pagalingin ang mga may sakit, yung mga chief priests at saka scribes na gagalit sa mga bata. Kasi ang sinasabi ng mga bata sa Matthew 21 verse 15, Hosanna to the Son of David. And then Jesus quotes itong verse na ito. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established your praise. Ang key po dito is this. The weakest shall astonish the strong. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Bakit? Kasi it is the weak who are humbled. It is the weak who humble themselves sa Panginoon. And through their weaknesses, God gets the glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 28. If you're here today, then say, Panginoon, Pastor, hindi ko kayang maglingkod sa Panginoon. Hindi ko alam kung paano mag-serve kay Lord. I don't know how to worship God because marami akong limitations, because marami akong hang-ups. Look at 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 28. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Pastor, tsaka na ako maglilingkod sa Panginoon kapag okay na ako. Mga kaibigan, kung yan ang sinasabi mo, naiintindihan kita. Pero hindi mangyayari yun. Hindi darating yung panahon na okay ka na. meron na darating na kailangan mo asikasuhin. In your weakness, serve the Lord. Why? Because weakness is the way so that God gets the glory. Because when a worshiper is weak, he trusts not on his own strength. He trusts on God's strength. If you're discouraged today, if you're weak today, that is the perfect time to cry out to the Lord and worship Him. As we end, what kind of human greatness are you aspiring right now? Balikan natin yung tanong. Pagod ka na ba in seeking successes, praises, honor, and glory na alam mo naman na mawawala din o kukunin sa'yo? Friends, this is what is my counsel sa inyo. Seek to glorify Christ in your life because the very object ng iyong worship will never end. Why? Because God's name is supreme and eternal. Man's name is feeble and temporal. Don't anchor your hopes on the things na madaling mawala. Anchor your hopes on the things that is eternal. Let's pray. Lord, our hopes are built in nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Could you please remind us of that, Lord, all the time when we are weak? Our hopes are not in this world. Our hopes should not be on the temporal things of the world. But our hopes should be anchored on the eternal God who deserves all glory and all praise. Human fame will fade. God's fame is eternal. I pray, Lord, that you would give us encouragement, give us strength, even to worship you in praises, even as we sing this last song. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.